Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden says he will limit more shipments of bombs to Israel if Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu carries out a major military operation in Rafah. That's where more than a million Palestinians are sheltering. One shipment of weapons to Israel was paused by the White House last week over concerns they might be used in Rafah. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports on Biden's latest comments.
In an interview with CNN, Biden admitted that bombs that the U.S. had provided to Israel had been used to kill civilians in Gaza. Last week, the U.S. paused a shipment of more than 3,000 bombs to Israel because of concerns they could be used in Rafah.
Civilians have been killed in Gaza as a consequence of those bombs and other ways in which they go after population centers.
Israeli strikes have killed more than 34,000 Palestinian civilians since the war began, according to Gaza's Ministry of Health. The president has been facing mounting pressure, including from those in his own party, to condition aid as Israel continues to wage its war in Gaza. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has survived a vote to yank him out of his leadership position. Scores of Democrats joined Republicans yesterday to table the motion. It was brought by Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's livid over Johnson's work with Democrats, including on spending legislation. But only 10 Republicans voted with her. Others, like Oklahoma Representative Stephanie Bice, blamed Greene for making matters worse for House Republicans.
This speaker has been put in an untenable situation to try to govern. With a one-seat majority in the House, Democrat-controlled Senate, and a Democratic White House, we are up against a wall here, and the American people are frustrated. They are angry. They have had enough. They want Republicans to govern. This does not help.
Republicans ousted their last speaker, Kevin McCarthy, only last October. It took weeks for Republicans to agree on Johnson as the new speaker. 9 of the 10 wrongful death lawsuits filed after the 2021 Astroworld concert tragedy have been settled. Matt Thomas of Houston Public Media reports the trial of one case was supposed to start next week.
10 people died due to a crowd surge at rapper Travis Scott's Astroworld Music Festival in Houston in November 2021. Jury selection in the case of one victim, 23-year-old Madison Dubisky, was set to begin Tuesday. But in a court hearing in Houston, attorneys for concert promoter Live Nation told the judge in the case all but one of the lawsuits has been settled. The remaining lawsuit involves the youngest victim, 9-year-old Ezra Blunt. Attorneys did not comment on the terms of the settlements after the hearing. A grand jury declined to indict Scott or anyone else in the deaths last year. For NPR News, I'm Matt Thomas in Houston.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. Tornado watches are posted this morning across several southern states. Two people were killed yesterday by tornadoes in Tennessee. A third person was killed in North Carolina. Flash flood warnings are still up in Middle Tennessee today. Several inches of rain have already fallen there. A new study finds that 85% of U.S. teenagers between the ages of 13 and 17 play video games. That includes nearly all boys and nearly three-quarters of girls. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports these are findings from a survey by the Pew Research Center.
As common as video games are as a play and social space for teens, gaming is still far more common among boys. 40% of young people Pew surveyed said they play games daily, sometimes several times a day. Yet only 14% of teens said they felt they game too much. The study underscores what child development experts say are some of the benefits and costs of playing video games. One primary upside are the social interactions, something that drove gaming for 9 out of 10 teens surveyed. One of the downsides they identified? Loss of sleep. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
Today is the latest round of competition in the Eurovision Song Contest in Sweden. Tens of thousands of fans are there, watching more than two dozen contestants from several countries. So are pro-Palestinian protesters. Israeli contestant Eden Golan is performing, but as she rehearsed yesterday, some members of the audience booed her. Golan's original song had generated controversy. Some alleged it alluded to the Hamas attack on Israel. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card, Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.